Parker Palmer's book, Let Your Life Speak, arrested my heart a few years back. It begins with a poem by William Stafford, Ask Me, that begs this question. Sometime when the river is ice, ask me mistakes I have made. Ask me whether what I have done is my life. It was the first book that challenged me to take inventory of my days, to consider my thoughts, actions, and daily routine. I began to ask myself, is the life I lead the life that longs to live in me? When I first asked myself this question, my life was consumed with Target returns and Chick-fil-A playdates. It had been a decade swallowed by pull-ups, pacifiers, and poop. Though these motherhood moments weren't the whole of my life's longing, they were largely the makeup of my days. I'd never considered the life that longed to live in me. Fast forward 18 years. I'm not only organizing playdates, I'm navigating first dates. We've moved from pull-ups to outfitting our kids in sports jerseys and athletic gear for summer camp. Raising four children, three of whom are now teenagers, comes with a boatload of bustle. But no matter the season, whether new motherhood or raising teens, pausing to take inventory has saved my life. When I find myself too busy for it, I'm lost. When I make time for it, I gain critical perspective. What is taking inventory? What does it mean to take inventory? I'm not talking about cleaning out cabinets, counting pairs of shoes, or hunting down missing Christmas decorations. We'll get to that later. I'm describing the important practice of evaluating my life and redefining priorities to ensure I'm living it well. Several years ago, I realized something significant was missing in my life. I sensed my purpose was to extend beyond homemaking, that my work was meant to be both inside and outside our home. There was only one problem. Our existing schedule had no margin for me to imagine what my role outside the home might be. There were subtle glimpses of a writing gift, and I caught them each time I snuck downstairs in the middle of the night to download the burdens of my heart on my laptop. Writing was the only way I knew to process what God might be doing in my life. What did that mean? Together, my husband, Gabe, and I decided to sort it all out. We started by creating space to take inventory, carved out time from our busy schedules to dream. We began writing down all the moments when I felt most alive. We talked about my love for reading, writing, and communication, and started connecting the dots. Then we noted the moments where I felt at my worst, those moments when I couldn't get a break from the endless responsibilities of raising children. I felt there wasn't enough time to express the gifts God had given me. As we took inventory of those moments, God's vision for my life came into focus. What if my gift and knack for the written and spoken word could be used for something bigger than myself? Maybe I could take a year to explore this more and live into a different reality. We started dreaming about how God might use the tensions I was facing as I tried to live the life that longed to live in me. Looking back, I can see how taking a break, resting from responsibility long enough to take inventory, was crucial to imagining God's plan for my life. With Gabe's help and support, I learned how to establish rhythms for writing and teaching, fulfilling work I couldn't imagine before we began to take inventory. I'm grateful to see the fruit of those rhythms, not just for